Today's daf is Avodah Zorah daf Memches, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of daf Memches Amud Aleph, discussing the halachas of an Asherah. So, the Mishnah, Shalosh Asherahs Hein, there are three types of Asherahs that each have its own status in halacha. The first is Ilan Shenotai, Mitchilo L'Shem Avodah Kechavan. If somebody plants a tree, and when he planted the tree, his kavanah was that he wanted to worship this tree. He wanted this tree to be an Avodah Zorah. Says the Mishnah, Harezu Asura. The tree, as it grows, becomes asur. Gidai upisloi. If somebody, however, planted a tree, and his intention when he planted the tree was not to plant it for Avodah Zorah, but sometime later, he pruned the tree, or he cut the branches, and when he pruned it and cut the branches, he knew that something would grow back. He wanted that additional gidol that was going to come back to be l'shem avodah zarah. So the ikur netiyah wasn't l'shem avodah zarah, but he did an act at some later point that was going to cause growth, and he wanted that growth to be l'shem avodah zarah. Says the Mishnah, the hichlef, if something grew back, noitel mashe hichlef. So the entire tree does not become avodah zarah, but what grows is avodah zarah. What's the halacha then? You have to get rid of that. And as long as you get rid of that, the rest of the tree you will be able to have anah from. It's mevur from Rashi, a chiddush, and that is that even a yid, who ordinarily can't be mevatel avodah zarah, he has the ability to cut off mashe hichlef, and the rest of the tree is going to be kosher. And finally, the third category is hemetachta avodah kechavim. If somebody has a tree, he didn't plant it with the intention of worshipping the tree. He didn't prune it with the intention of worshipping the tree. As a matter of fact, he never worshipped the tree. But underneath the tree, he placed an avodah zarah. If he removes it, v'natla, as long as he takes it away, then it's going to be mutar. Clearly implied from the Mishnah is that if he doesn't remove what's underneath the tree, then the tree itself is going to be asur, despite the fact that the tree itself was never, despite the fact that he never worshipped the tree, but in and of itself, by virtue of the fact that there's an avodah zarah underneath the tree, that gives the tree the status of asherah. Regardless, the Mishnah discussed shalosh asherahs, and this is of course behemshach to Shabbos's daf, shalosh batim hein. There's Sholosh Avonim Heim, and now we have Sholosh Asherahs, and the three types of Asherahs as it relates to Avodah Zarah. Number one, where the tree was planted, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, there the entire tree is Asur. Number two, where the tree was not planted, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but it was later pruned, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The halach is that Masha Hichlif, what grows after the pruning, that has the status of Avodah Zarah. And then finally, if somebody puts an Avodah Zarah underneath the tree, there too, even though the tree itself has no shaykhus to Avodah Zarah itself, other than the fact that it's hovering, it's on top of the Avodah Zarah, that too is enough for it to be Avodah Zarah. Why Shalosh? Because there's nafka minas in halacha as it relates to being mevatel, as it relates to being machshir this tree. In the first case, where the tree was planted l'shem Avodah Zarah, you'd have to be mevatel it. Only a goy could be mevatel it. You would need the koyach habitel. In the second case, where it was only prune l'shem Avodah Zarah, all you need to do is take away noitel mashe hichlef. That itself is enough. And if you were Hemid Avodah Zarah Tachteh, all you would have to do is remove the Avodah Zarah. You don't even have to touch the tree. Without touching the tree, that would be enough to now be Matar the tree to make it Mutar Bahano. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, they said in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai regarding our Mishnah, V'hu Shehivrich V'hirkev B'gufay Shalilam. The only time the halach is true, that if somebody plants a tree, not L'shem Avodah Zarah, and then at some later day, he does something to the tree, causes additional gidol, and now suddenly the additional gidol becomes asur. The only time that would be true, if he was mavrich or if he was markiv. So these are two things that farmers would sometimes do. Hivrich means he would take a branch or one of the shoots, bury it in the ground, and that would cause it to take root, almost like another tree would come out of the tree that he has. And to be markiv is to graft the tree. But if he does either havrach or harkava, that's a avoida chashuva with the tree that's going to cause more growth, that's when you have the halacha of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, is that true? Vanan, gidayu pislai tan. Mishnah doesn't say that. What did the Mishnah say? What was the second category of asherahs? If you prune the tree, pruning is an act that's done in the tree that causes something to grow, but it's not on the same level of chashivos as hivrich the herkiv. So how could the Vei Rabbi Yanai go kenega? The Mishnah sitting where says you're right. Eliki is with Rabbi Yanai in bittul itmar. Rabbi Yanai was saying something else. Daaf agav the hivrich the herkiv begufa shalilam ki noto mashe ichlev shaperdam. What was the chiddush? What was the halacha of the second category in the Mishnah? That if you didn't plant the tree l'shem asherah, you planted it l'shem hetyet for personal reasons, and then later you pruned the tree, what's the halacha? Noto mashe hechlef, which is a chiddush. Because maybe you would think that the entire tree now becomes an asherah. And being that the entire tree becomes an asherah, can't just remove what grew after the pruning. Maybe the entire tree is asher. Maybe you have to be mevatel it. Maybe it should be treated like an ilan shenatoy mitchil l'shem avodas kechav. Mishra said no. Shalish asherah said. There's a special place in halacha. All you need to do is be noitel masha hechlef. Said the yeshiva Rav Yanai, that's not only true if it was gidai upislai, but rather that's going to be true even if it was hithrich v'herkev. Even if you did an avodah chashuv, it's still that halacha is true. All you need to do is be noitel masha hechlef. The mild, the tema, I would have thought kimech hithrich v'herkev v'gubesh alilim kimech shenatam etchilad ami, that avrach and arkova so chashuv that maybe you should look at it as if you planted the tree l'katchila l'shem avodah zara v'litzer kula. Now the entire tree should be aser. It shouldn't be enough to be noitel masha hechlef. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush. That in fact is not going to be the case. So before we learn this next Gemara, which is a technical Pshat Tova Gemara, we have to chazer over Daf Memhe. So Daf Memhe was Purim's Daf, and in Purim's Daf, where we began the sugyas of Asherah, we were introduced to a very important machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. And if you remember the way Rav Sheshes learned the Mishnah on Daf Memhe Amud Aleph, it was also a machloikis Rabbi Yosef HaGlili and the Tanakama in that Mishnah. That was an Asherah that was planted l'shem hedyet ule b'soif avda, and only later the owner of the tree decided that he wants to worship this tree, he wants to turn this into some sort of an avodah zarah tree. The chachamim hold that ilan shenotay ule b'soif avdai mutar, meaning although there's a chiddush in the Torah of Asherah, and the reason Asherah is a chiddush is because ordinarily harim and gvais don't have the ability to become Asher, even if they're worshipped as a tree, the Asherah is the exception to the rule, because the Torah says, V'ashereim tisrafim be'esh, the Torah says, V'ashereim tigadeim. The only time the Torah was mechadish, say the Chachamim, that there's something called an Asherah, and if somebody worships an Asherah, the Asherah becomes Asher v'ano, is if it was notai mitchilo v'shem Asherah. But if it was notai ule b'soif avdai, if a person planted it and then he changed his mind, then the halacha is going to be mutter. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that even if it was notai ule b'soif avdai, it has the status of Asherah, meaning you have the halacha of Asherim tisr from v'esh, you have the halacha of Asherim tigadeim, it's going to have the din of an Asherah, it's not going to be like karma gvois, it's going to be us. So according to the Chachamim, only if it's notai l'shem chach, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if it's notai ule b'soif avdai, you're going to have the same halacha. The Gemara said, what's the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, it says, Va'ashereim tisrafun ba'esh. And from Va'ashereim tisrafun ba'esh, we learn all Asherahs are going to be awesome. The Gemara asked the Kasha. And this is all important in understanding the daf right now. Have you seen Va'ashereim tisrafun ba'esh? Asked the Gemara. Ilan shenata yudubasayf avdoi. Maybe Va'ashereim tisrafun ba'esh is talking about a more classic Asherah, where the Asherah was planted l'chilo l'shem Asherah. How do you know if it wasn't planted l'shem Asherah? It was notay and only yudubasayf avdoi. You have the same halacha of Asherah. So the Gemara said, you're right. It's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn his halacha from Va'ashereim tisrafun ba'esh. He learned it from the pasuk Va'ashereim tigadeim, and he darshened Ezeu Eitz shegiduoy aser veikroy muter haviyomer ilan shenatil b'soif avdei. The lashon of Va'ashereim tigadeim seems to suggest that we're talking about a tree that you have to get rid of, but you don't have to uproot it. It's not tisrafon. It's a little softer. It's a little more subtle. Tigadeim. All you need to do is cut off some of which grew. That doesn't make sense, says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Either you get rid of the tree, you don't get rid of the tree. Zok Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, aha, I know why. Because we're talking about a tree that was not planted l'katchilo l'shem Asherah. At some point, he started worshipping it. Says the Torah, what grew heretofore, after he started worshipping it, that's what you need to get rid of. So says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, I have a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that an Asherah, an ilan shenotei l'b'soif avdei is going to be aser. You know what the pasuk is? V'ashereim tigadeim. And then the Gemara says, so what did the Rabbanu do v'ashereim tigadeim? So the Gemara said, so what is Rabbi Yosef to do with that? The Gemara said, it went back and forth and forth and back. There was a long volley in the Gemara that took us all the way on to Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim are going to have their own Mekairos to different halachas and the sugyas of Asherah and Avodah Zarah based on this basic fundamental machlokes, and that is Ilan Shenotai Ule B'Soif Avdai. Is it going to be mutter, or is it going to be aser? According to Chachamim, it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you learn for Asherim Tigadeon that there's an Asherah, they only have to cut off the top. So you say, Meres, that Asherah, even though it was not the L'Basayif Avdai, is still going to be aser. Now, one thing seemed pretty clear. One thing seems pretty clear from Daf Mem He that the Gemara is going to revisit now in depth right here on Daf Mem Ches, and that is that even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that an ilan shenata l'basayif avdai is aser. What's aser is only the chelik that grew after he started worshiping it, and that was the makar of Vashireim Tigadeh. It suggests that you only have to cut off a chelik of the tree. What does that mean? Either you cut it or you don't cut it. The teretz is because you only have to cut the chelik that grew after you worshipped it, but the entire tree doesn't become us. Meaning everybody agreed. Sai Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Sai the Rabbanon agreed on Daf Mem Hei that in Ilan Shenata L'Basayif Avdai, the entire tree is not going to be Aser. The tree is going to be Mutter. We're going to treat it like Harim and Gvais. It's going to be Mutter. The Machloikis Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim was the Chelek of the tree that grew after the Avodah, after it was worshipped, is that Aser, is that Mutter? According to Rabbanon, even that's going to be Mutter. And according to Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be Aser. Then Hakdama Zok de Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Hameshtacha Vele Ilan, if somebody bows down to a tree, and then the tree continues to grow. Toisefta Asura. Whatever grew after the Shtachava is going to be Asur. So Shmuel the Amir walks into Beis Medrash one day, and he says that if somebody bows down to a tree, it was our tree, it was planted for regular purposes, and then someone decided that he wants this to be his getchka. So he bows down to this tree, and then the tree grows. Only the toiseftik, what grew after the shtachava, is going to be awesome. Also, Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar asked the kasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Gidayu pisli la'avodas keichavim v'hechlev." If somebody prunes the tree, and after he pruned it, he pruned it l'shem avodas zara, more grew. So that loch is noito mashe hechlev. And Rabbi Lazar made a gavaldi gediyik in the Mishnah. Gidayu pisli yin, la'gidayu pisli la. It sounds like only if you pruned it, you did a maisa in the tree that caused it to grow, and you did that l'shem avodas zara, is there a halacha of noito mashe hechlev? But la'gidayu pisli. But let's say you wouldn't do an act in the tree that would actually cause the tree to grow. It doesn't matter what you do, even though you did some other form of avodah, l'shem avodah zara. Loi, you wouldn't have that halacha. So isn't Shmuel not like the second category in our Mishnah? Avodah Shmuel, Shmuel, Hamani Rabbanani, Shmuel Damak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. That really this shaila of Amishtachav Eli Ilan, Taisefta Yasura or not, or maybe you need to do something that causes the tree to grow in order for the Taismas to be also, such as Gidoy Epistle. It's really the Machloikis, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, Damar, Ilan Chenatai, Ulasaif Avdai, Aser. Meaning it's true in the Mishnah, it's Mavur, that unless you did a maisa to the tree that caused the tree to grow, the Tosefta is not going to be Aser. But that's because the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim and Daf Mem He. The Chachamim and Daf Mem He said, Ilan Shenata L'Basayif Avdai is Mutter. When is there a concept of not L'Basayif Avdai that's going to be Aser? If the Avodah was something like Gidayu Pisloi, it was something like Hivrich V'Herkiv, where you did an Avodah that caused the tree to grow, or you did an Avodah that caused the tree to grow, so with it you're going to have the halacha that the Tosefta is going to be Aser. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Ilan Shenata L'Basayif Avdai is Aser, you don't have to do a Maisa to the tree that caused the tree to grow. Hamishtachav Ilan, you're going to have the same halacha, Tosefta is Aser. In other words, Shmuel said, I know my halacha is not like the Mishnah, but I wasn't going according to the Stam Mishnah. I wasn't going according to the Chachamim on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, who is the Tana of our Stam Mishnah Daf Mem Ches. I'm saying my halacha aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara now says Maska for Rav Ashi Mimai de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon b'Tosefes Pliki. In other words, what the Gemara just said was that Shmuel to end for his position would say that I'm not the Amri Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But says the Gemara, that's all predicated on the understanding that we had in the Machloikis Rabbi Yosef Ibn Chacham. And that was the way we explained it in the Dhamma, which is they're arguing whether the Tosefes, whatever grew after it, the tree was worshipped, is it going to be us or is it going to be Mutter? Meaning everybody agrees, Ilan Shenata El Basayif Avdai, the Iker Ilan is going to be Mutter. The Shaila is, Vashereim Tigadeh. Do you have to cut off what grew after it was worshipped, or do you not have to cut off what grew after it was worshipped? But the Gemara says, how do you know that's true? We took it for granted when we learned Daf Mem Hei, and that's the way we explained it just now in the intro. But Tainet Rav Ashi Mimai, how do you know the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Adam, Tosefes Pligi, Dilma Tosefes Libya Kol Aser? Maybe everybody holds that the Tosefes is going to be Aser. Ube Ikre Pligi. And maybe the Machlekes was whether the whole tree is going to be Aser. The Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Ikre Nami Aser. The Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda holds the entire tree is Aser. Dichsiv Asherem Tisser from Beish. And he learned it from the Asherem Tisser from Beish. Rabbanon Sabri, the Rabbanon hold Ikre Ilan Shari. The Ikre Ilan is going to be Mutter. Dichsiv Vasherem Tigadeon. Ezeu Ilan Shigiduai Aser Ikre Shari. Have you the time is the Gemara. How do you know that the Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael and the Chachamim is on the Tosefes? Maybe as it relates to Tosefes, everybody holds it's awesome. And if that's the case, when Shmuel said a Meshtachav Eli Ilan
Tosefes Asura. He wasn't just saying it according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He was saying according to Rabbanan. Isn't this not the L'Basayif Avdai? I thought the Rabbanan saying not the L'Basayif Avdai is Mutter. They were talking about the Iker Ilan. But as it relates to the Tosefes, really everyone is going to hold Asur. So again, what's then the Machloikis Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan? The Machloikis is regarding the Iker tree. But listen to how the Gemara explains it. If that's the case, that means the Rabbanan are going to be the ones that Darshan Vashereim Tigadeon. Vashereim Tigadeon, if it's not the L'Basayif Avdai, only Tigadeon. Only cut off what grew after the Hishtachava. Only cut off what grew after the Avodah. The Iker tree is okay. What's then Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's Makar? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's going to learn Vashereim Tisru from the Eish, Ayin Rashi, Mashma, that all Asheros need a get rid. Asheraim Rashi says Tarti Mashma. It's Mashma, two different types of Asheros. Whether it was not the Metchila Lekach or it's not the L'Basayif Avdai. But the point is, then Shmuel doesn't have to go only according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Shmuel could say his halach even according to the Chachamim. Now says the Gemara, that's not the way the Gemara explained it on Daf Nehemei of days. The Gemara had that long valley back and forth, all based on the understanding that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda was the one that darshan vashereim tigadeyon, and the Rabbanon didn't darshan vashereim tigadeyon. Says the Gemara, epoch Rabbanon lid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, ud Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda lid Rabbanon, and just flip the whole story, and all the drushes that were attributed to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda will now be the Rabbanon, and all the drushes that were attributed to Rabbanon will now be Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. But the point that the Gemara is saying is at Shmuel's halacha of Amishtacha veli Ilon Toisef de Yasura, which the Gemara assumed that's a classic, that's textbook not the L'Basayif Avdai, and Shmuel says also the Gemara is assuming that it's Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's not Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's the Chachamim. I thought the Chachamim said Mutter. That's if you understand that the Machloikis is regarding the Toisefes, but maybe the Machloikis is never regarding the Toisefes. Maybe as it relates to the Tosefes, everybody agrees that it's mutter. It's also, I'm sorry. The Shaila is regarding the Iker Asherah. But the Gemara says that could work in the Sugya and Daf Menhei. Meaning, on Purim's Daf, if we had more time, we would have spoke out this Chakira. And we would have said, Yesh Lachki, what's the Machloikis Rabbi Yosef? We had to get the Purim tire. What's the Machloikis Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim? Are they arguing on the Tosefes, but they agree that the Iker Ilan is mutter, or they're arguing regarding the Iker Ilan, they agree that Tosefes is awesome. The problem is, in this Gemara, we have category 2 of Asherah, which is Gidayu Pislei L'Shem Avodas Kechavim V'Hichlif Noito Masha Hichlif. And what's the Diyak? Only Gidayu Pislei, where you did an act to the Asherah and then something grew, is the Tosefes Asa. It's Mashma, the Iker Ilan's going to be mutter. Frank the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that everybody holds then not the L'Basayif Avdai, the tree is Asa, Gidayu Pislei Man Kitani La, who's then the Tan of our Mishnah, Le Rabbanon, Le Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, E Rabbanon. The Gemara explains very Gishmak. If it's the Rabbanon, Le Gidayu Pisloi Nami Tosefes Asura. Even without Gidayu Pisloi, the Tosefes is going to be Asur. And I Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's a Yosef Iker Ilan Nami Asur, even the Iker Ilan should be true. Says the Gemara in Pshat, Iba Yisem Rabbanon, Viba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kasha. You can make the Mishnah work. Say according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Say according to the Rabbanon. Iba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I can tell you the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And it's true Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that not the L'Basayif of the what's that locha. Even the Iker Ilan is true. But Kikam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's only below Gidayu Pisloi, such as a Mishtachav Eli Ilan. Iker Ilan Aser Bistam. Over there we assume the Iker Ilan is going to be true. Aval Gidayu Pisloi maybe is worse. Worse? You did an Avoida, the shame, Avoida Zara, that caused it to grow. That's somehow worse than just bowing down to it? Yeah. Because here it's Goli Adaite that the Tosefes Nichale, but Iker Ilan Lai Nichale. It looks like you only want the Tosefes, the shame, Avoida Zara. You don't want the Iker tree to be the shame, Avoida Zara. If somebody plants a tree and then a year later he bows down to it, okay, at least now he shows he wants the whole tree to be Avoida Zara. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even the entire tree is also not just what grows after the Shtachavah. But when you do a Gidayu Pislei that causes the tree to continue to grow, and you do that L'Shem Avodah Zarah, so that's like a Gilui Das that I only want that to be Avodah Zarah. I don't want what was done previously to be Avodah Zarah. So maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and Gidayu Pislei is actually more Kuladik. Iba Yisrael Rabbanon, or I can tell you the Mishnah is Rabbanon, Gidayu Pislei is Trichalei, and there's it's important to tell me Gidayu Pislei. Meaning, if, according to the Rabbanon, that every Ilan should not do L'Basayif Avdai, even Shmuel's the Tosefes is going to be Asur. So certainly Gidayu Pislei should be Asur. The Gemara says, you're right. But you know what the Chiddush is? I would have thought, given the Avalei Maisa Begufe Iker Ilan Nami Litzer, I would have thought that by Gidayu Pislei the entire tree should be Asur. Kamash Mulan, that only the Tosefes is Asur. So you're right. It could be the Mishnah's Rabbanan, and there's no Chiddush that the Tosefes is Asur. You know what the Chiddush is? That only the Tosefes is Asur. That the Iker Ilan is not true. I would have thought a Mishtach Veli Ilan maybe over there. The halacha is that the Iker Ilan is not going to be Avodah Zarah. But if if you did an avoida chashuva that caused it to continue to grow, a svara hafucha from what the Gemara said in Ibai Yisem Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, maybe over here the Ikar Ilan should be aser kamash malon, that it's not going to be aser excess. Look at the Mishnah right there. Ezo yashero. What's an example of an ashero? Kol sheyesh tachteh avoidas keichav. Any tree that has avoidas zara underneath it, that's an ashero. The Gemara is going to ask, by the way, the obvious question. The previous Mishnah on the top of the Amid said there's three types of asheras, and now all of a sudden we make believe we never heard of an ashera after learning the daf for the last 3 days. Ezo ashera. Either way, Reb Shimon says kol sheoiv den oisa, that if people worship the tree, it's an avodah zarah. But if people don't worship the tree, there could be avodah zarah underneath the tree. That's not going to be asher. There was a story in Sidon. That's a place. But Elon, there was a tree. People used to worship it. Umatzu tacht of gal, and then they found a gal. There was like a pile of things underneath it. Amar Reb Shimon, bitku as a gal. Go look underneath the gal. Umatzu baitzura, and they found that tzura. There was an avodah zarah. Amar lahens. Reb Shimon told them, hayu l'tzura hin oivden, being that they're worshiping the tzura, they're not worshiping the tree. Not lenas Elon. The tree is going to be okay. Fake the Gemara. Is a Asherah? You stop. Mishnah is a Asherah. Well, not Shalosh Asherah. The previous Mishnah said there's three types of Asherahs. Why are we making believe now? We don't even know what an Asherah is. So the Gemara Hachi Kamar. Shtaim le'divrei Hakol va'achas machloikis de'Rab Shimon v'Rabba. The Mishnah said Shalosh Asherahs, but we know b'Mesorah that only two were Asherois l'kuli alma. One of those trees was not really an Asherah l'kuli alma. It was really a machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbana. That's what this third mishnah, this next mishnah picks up. Ezoy Asherah shenech l'kuba Rav Shimon v'Rabbanon. And that's the answer. Kol sheyesh tachteh avodas kechavim Rav Shimon oimer kol sheoiv den oisa. I mean, according to the Chachamim, even if there's only avodah zarah underneath the tree, it's going to be aser. According to Rav Shimon, only if they worship the tree. But if there's an avodah zarah under the tree, the avodah zarah is avodah zarah. But as it relates to the tree itself, it's not going to be treated as avodah zarah. So if somebody asks you, what's an asherah? What is the definition of asherah? So the answer is, there's three types of asherahs. Two, l'kuli alma. One is really machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. And Elon, if somebody plants a tree and the intention of the tree was l'shem avodah zarah, so the halacha is that tree is an asherah. If somebody planted a tree not l'shem avodah zarah, and then later the tree was pruned, and at the time that the tree was pruned, it was pruned with the intention of the additional gidulim to be l'shem avodah zarah, the additional gidulim are avodah zarah. And that's also l'kuli alma. What if it was grafted? What if there was havrocha done? What if it wasn't even a maisa in the tree itself? It was a shtachavah. So that's a machloikis Rabbi Yisrael and the Chachamim, the sugya daf mem hey, the sugya that we just learned on daf mem ches. But the point is, even though the tree wasn't planted l'shem avodah zarah, it can attain status of asherah at some later date. And then finally, it's possible for a tree to be an asherah even if the tree was never worshipped. It wasn't planted l'shem avodah zarah, it wasn't worshipped at a later date. Nothing ever happened to the tree itself. It just so happens there's an avodah zarah underneath the tree, and people worship that avodah zarah. The Chachamim say that that too would make the tree. Again, the tree seems to be an innocent bystander, but it's not. It gets the halacha of asherah. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says that if they don't worship the tree itself, it's not going to have the halacha of an asherah. Zoi asherah stam. Zok. The Gemara Vayter. How do you know if an Asherah is considered an Asherah? Amar Rav, kol shekoyrin yoshvin tachteh, vein toyam imi peraseh. Meaning, if you know for sure an Asherah tree is an Asherah, if it meets one of the aforementioned criteria, then that's poshit. We're discussing if there was a tree and people didn't know. Is it an asher? Wasn't an asher? Maybe they suspected it for some reason. So Rav gave us a hint, a good way to know. He says, if you see the galochim, they sit underneath it and they never eat the peris. That's a sign that they treat it as avodah zarah. Shmuel said, afilu amri hani tamar lebein nitzer fi aser, that even if they do eat it, meaning they say the following, they say that the date should go lebein nitzer fi. Rashi says, that's the shame of an avodah zarah. Also, that too would make it aser. They eat it. I thought if they eat from the tree, usually that's a sign. Again, you had to be there, but usually that's a sign that it wouldn't be avodah zarah. So Shmuel said no, because he knows the Rami Beis Shichra. They used to make beer from those dates. V'shas lebeim edem, and then they would drink it on their yontif. Amr Ameimer, Amr li Sabi the Pumpadisa. I heard from the Sabi the Pumpadisa. Hilchaser kishmuel, the halacha is kishmuel. I'll just tell you one interesting note. Remember we spoke about Saturnalia on the Chesam Beis. So the Kratzmich tree, which is an important symbol in Saturnalia, the history of it, the origin of it is, you can look it up, actually comes from the Asherah tree. It was another example of the Neutrim who were marketing their movement
to the pagans, and they wanted the pagans to feel at home. So they knew there were certain things that were very important to them. Saturnalia was very important to them, and that's why they incorporated it, and it became Kratzmach, and it became the birthday of Yesha, etc., etc., even though it really wasn't, and it's something that's pagan, and it's something that really klape, you know, their religion should be terrible, but it's business, and they did what they needed to do. The Asherah tree is the same thing. They incorporated the Asherah tree, and that's the history of the Kratzmach tree. I heard this on a share once from Leib Kellerman and Eretz Yisrael. This is what he said. He did the research, and the bottom line is, so we'll piggyback off that research, but the pun intended. But either way, so the bottom line is that's the krachim tree. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, lo yeshiv betzilo. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree. V'im yoshav, if somebody sits in the shade of an Asherah tree, tahar, he's tahar. V'lo yaver tachtel, you're not allowed to walk underneath the tree. So the reish of the Mishnah is discussing shade. This next part of the Mishnah is discussing walking underneath the actual tree, underneath the branches of the tree. The Mavar, if he walks underneath it, Tameh, he becomes Tameh. If the tree was sticking into the Rishos Arabim, V'Avar Tachter Tahar. Meaning the whole reason you become Tameh, if you walk underneath the tree, even though from the Gemara it's going to be a little bit mashma, like maybe it's an Issa de Raisa, really it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. Any Pasuk that the Gemara is going to bring is an Asmach de Ba'alma. So really it's really only an Issa de Rabbanon. So if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, the halacha is that if it's Goizelis as Arabim, you know, you have to cross the street. We'll see, maybe the Katkhila, B'dievet, but bottom line is, you're not going to have the halacha, that's for sure, that if you walk underneath it, you're going to be tar. So the first halacha in the Mishnah was, lo yeshiv betzilo, you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, v'em yoshav, and if a person does, tahar. Zok the Gemara, lo yeshiv betzilo pshit. Of course you're not allowed to sit in the shade of the Asherah tree. Asherah is also b'hano. So if it's also b'hano, what's the havamina that you can benefit sitting in the shade? And on a hot day is hano, 101. So what's the havamina you should be able to sit in the shade? I'm Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Lo nitzcha elo letzel tzilo. We're talking about the tzel tzilo. So this is like the shade of the shade. And the way I understand it is that there's the shade that's cast from something where the size of the shade equals the size of the thing that's casting the shade. So let's say you have a wall that's casting a shade. So if the wall is 10 feet, so the 10 feet of shade would be the tzel of the wall. But sometimes the shade is actually a lot taller than the wall itself. It could be a 20-foot shade. So the chelik of the shade, Kobe, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but again, I'm giving it my best. So the tzel that equals the goiva of the thing that's casting the shade is considered the tzel. The other part of it is the tzel tzila. Either way, so Rabbi Brachana said, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. The fact that la yeshe betzila, that's pshita. The chiddush is even tzel tzila. Says the Gemara, Michlal de betzel koimasa im yoshav tame. Is it then fair to say, if the chiddush of la yeshe betzila is the tzel tzila, maybe it's only then that the halacha is that v'im yoshav tahar, but as it relates to the tzel itself, not the tzel, but the tzel itself, maybe im yoshav you're going to be tamei. The Gemara says, like, really, I feel the tzel k'masay nami im yoshav tahar. The sefer of the Mishnah is true not only for the tzel tzilo, but even for the tzel. V'hakamash malon da feel the tzel tzilo lo yeshev. That the point is that the first part of the Mishnah, lo yeshiv, is not only true for the tzel, it's true for the tzel tzilos. If someone had this conversation regarding the seifa of him yashav tar, pshito, it's pashit him yashav tar. Why would you think you should be tamei? I would have thought that maybe tzel koymasa, the ikur tzel, maybe that should make you tamei. Michal do tzel tzil, afilu katchila yeshiv. So you tell me the reisha, the Mishnah is discussing only tzel, meaning to say that when it says lo yeshiv betzil, it also only means the tzel, but maybe tzel tzil, you could sit even the katchila. The Gemara says, loy, hakamash. If you sit there, you're going to be tar. Either way, so the bottom line is what comes out from this Gemara is lo yeshiv betzila, v'im yashav tar, and both halachas are true. Sai for tzila and sai for tzel tzila. Then the Mishnah says v'lo yaver tachtel. You're not allowed to walk underneath the tree, v'im avar, and if you walk underneath the tree, you're going to be tummy. My time is Dr. Gemara. The reason is, because it is inevitable that there's going to be tekrevis avodah zara underneath the tree. Again, this is a tree that was worshipped. And how would the oivdei avodah zara, oivdei avodah zara, they used to bring it gifts. There would be makrif things for it. And being that there would be makrif for things for it, it has the din of tekrevis avodah zara, anything that was offered up to the Asherah. So there's an assumption that there's tekrevis avodah zara underneath the branch of the tree. So you're under the tree, and this tekrevis avodah zara underneath the tree, you're both under the same oil. Oh, you're both under the same oil. You're going to be tameh. In other words, avodah zara
or more acutely, tikrivus avodah zara is metame ba'oil. Zok the Gemara mani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The time Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri Omer. Minay the tikrivus avodah zara chavin she metame ba'oil. How do you know that tikrivus avodah zara? If somebody offers up something avodah zara, how do you know that thing is metame ba'oil? Shenema vayitzman du lebal pa'or vayoychlu zivchei mesim. Bal pa'or was compared to zivchei mesim. Ma mes metame ba'oil af tikrivus avodah zara chavin metame ba'oil. So just like a mes is metame ba'oil, tikrivus avodah zara is metame ba'oil. Tikrivus avodah zara is metame ba'oil. So you have this halacha that you're not allowed to walk underneath the tree. That's pashit. But not only can I walk underneath the tree, vim avar tame. Why are you tame? You're tame tumas oil. The tree is mahil on top of you, and on top of the tikrevis of the zara that we assume is definitely there, and as a result, you're going to be tame. I'll tell you one interesting thing. We're not going to go into it now, but there's a very important taisis that we never spoke out on daf lamed beis amid beis, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's halacha comes up a lot. This idea that avodah zara or tikrevis avodah zara is hookish to zivchei mesim, it impacts a lot of different halachas. And sometimes the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, and sometimes the Gemara doesn't quote Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. I'll just give you one classic example: daf chav tes amid beis, yayin nesach is also. Forget about stam yenon or yayin shel yisrael, where a guy touched it. We're going to get into those sugis again in the end of the masechta. But classic yayin nesach, a guy would take yayin, he would be nesach el avodah zara. Of course, the yayin is also. How do you know that? So it was the first Gemara in all the Yud Ches Dvarim the Gesugis. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, Yayin Minolan, Amar Rabbi Baravu, Amakra, Asher Chelev Zevachemu Yechelu, Yishtu Yayin Nesichon. We compare Yayin Nesach to a Zevach that was brought L'Avodah Zarah. And what's the, just like a Zevach is Aser, so to Yayin is Aser. V'Zevach Kufa Minolan, Dechseva Yitzmedu L'Bal Pa'ar, V'Yachlu Zivchei Mesim, Ma Mes Aser Ba'ana, Av Zevach Nami Aser Ba'ana. The Gemara didn't quote Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The makar that Yayin Nesach is aser is because we compare Yayin Nesach to a zevach that was brought by the zara. So what? And a zevach that's brought by the zara is hukish lemeis zivchei meisim. A meis is aser ba'ana. So the zevach is aser ba'ana. Now there the Gemara doesn't bring Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. I thought it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri shita. I thought it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri that holds that the zevach that the krevus of the zara is hukish lemeis. Meaning that Gemara chav tes amid beis is only according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. So you're going to tell me that Yayin Nesach only also leave with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri? That would be a game changer. And that's not true. In fact, you might even quote Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. It's Tosfos Kasha. It's Tosfos Kasha daf lamed beis amid beis. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos brings Ri. So you know it's a big Tosfos. But either way, the aside that Tosfos brings from the Ri is that everybody agrees that avodah zara is hukish lemeis. And that's why the Gemara didn't mention anything about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's chiddush was the extent to which we take this hakdash. It even impacts the laws of tumah. So that if a mace is metame ba'oil, so too tekrevus avodah zara is going to be metame ba'oil. In other words, the sugyan daf chav tes on the base is discussing aser bahana. Aser bahana, everybody agrees with this hakdash of zivchei mason. That's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's patent. It's not his chiddush. Vayitzmedu lebal pa'or vayoychlu mezivchei mason. Everybody in Chas agrees with. Where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri said his own chiddush, he went off on his own, was he said, oh, if we're going to compare avodah zara to a mace, then let's take it to the extreme. And let's say, oh, if a mace is metame ba'oil, then avodah zara should be metame ba'oil as well. That's already Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's chiddush. It's not so poshut because it doesn't stim very well with the Gemara, daf lamed beis amid beis. Again, it's an arichas. If you want to take a look at Tosfos and avodah zara, daf lamed beis amid beis, one of the important Tosfos is that at some point you got to go through when you learn mesechtes avodah zara. Either way, one more Gemara. Hoisik gezal says harabim va'avar tachteo tahar. If the tree, however, was protruding into a shasarabim and a person passed underneath it, he's going to be tahar. Ibayilu avar oy oyver. Avar meaning b'di'evet, if you pass underneath the tree, you're tahar. But avad l'katchila, you're not allowed to. No, or maybe oyver, you're allowed to go l'katchila underneath the tree. Yisab ben Allah, Meshvei Dechizki, Yomar, oyver, you could go l'katchila. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, im avar. Only b'di'evet. V'loi pligi, there's no machloikis. How could there not be a machloikis? They're saying two diametrically opposed things. One said you could, and one said you can't. Zakti Yomar, had ikadar kachrina, had alakadar kachrina. If that's the only way to go, oyver. If there's another way to go, then you can't go l'katchila. B'di'evet, Avar, is going to be okay. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'shamoy. Rav Sheshes told his gabbai. Rav Sheshes, we know, was a Sagi Nohar. So he told his gabbai, who used to walk him, he told him, Kimatas L'hasam. He knew that there was a place that they used to walk by that had a tree that was protruding into a Rishus HaRabim, and it was a shtickle b'dieved to walk underneath it. So he told them that we get to that spot, a rehitni. Let's walk really, really fast. There was no other way to go. Why do you have to walk fast? You can go galasin. And if there was another way to go, then why was it even mutter to walk fast? Well, you can't do it fast. You can't eat machal sasuras fast. You can't speak Lashon Hara. Just say it fast, and you can do it. So, what's going on over here? There was really no other way to go. So if there's no other way to go, Be'etzim, he was allowed to go. Adam Chashev Shaini. Sheshes didn't want that people should see an Adam Chashev relying on this, and it's for that reason he said that it's something that even though it's okay, but at the same time, for me, it's a pasnish, so let's go really, really fast. Exhale. So I just thought that we have a couple of minutes, Sunday morning, so just to talk about two things. It's really one that flows into another that are related to sugyas we're learning and sugyas that we've learned, and really so much of Masechtas Avodah Zarah is intertwined. So Avodah Zarah is like, you know, certain Masechtas and Shas where everything, you know, comes together. Masechtas Shabbos, of course, Nedarim, Yevamis, a lot of Kachim is like that. So really, the whole Masechta is one big sugya to a certain degree. So just something that relates to Gemara's that we learned on Shabbos a little bit this morning, and again, a lot of the important sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. And that is, are you allowed to walk into a church? Is it mutter for a person to enter a church, or is a person not allowed to enter a church? Or a mosque? Can you enter a mosque? So a lot of these tours that go to Europe, not the Heimische tours, but you know, if somebody goes to Europe, so this is a lot of churches that people would maybe be inclined to go to. Certainly if you go to Rome, the Vatican, that's a shaila I'm sure Rabbanim have been asked many, many times. So is it something that's mutter, or is it something that's asur? Now the truth is that the first place to start this iyun is the Gemara of the Zara in Staf Yud Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there darshins a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Harchek me'aleo darkecho, va'al tikrav el Pesach beisa." Says the Gemara, "Harchek me'aleo darkecho zu minos." A person has to be merachik himself from minos. He has to be merachik himself from Avodah Zarah. Va'al tikrav el Pesach beisa zu aroshos, and you should try to stay far away from the roshos as well. Ve'ikad amri, some say, "Harchek me'aleo darkecho zu minos v'haroshos." How far do you have to stay away from minus and from roshus and from a zoyna? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, arba amos. You should try to stay arba amos as well. So it's a mefurash gemara. It's based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Perikei, pasuk ches, that there's an idea a person should distance himself from minus. How much? Rav Chizda said, dalet amos. The gemara in the bottom of Daf Yizayin Amaral brings a story. Rav Chanina and Rav Yonis have a kazli b'urcha, famous gemara. Rav Chanina and Rav Yonis, well, they were walking together. Matu lahani trei shvili, and there was a fork in the road, and they were able to go either to the right or the left, and whichever way they were going to go, it was going to be b'dieved, because one was going to force them to pass a beis avodah zarah. V'chad patzei apischa beis zaynis. Another one was going to force them to pass a beis zaynis. So they had a whole discussion. Which way should we go? So one said, "Nezla apischa beis zaynis. I think it's better that we go past the beis avodah zarah." The nachas yitz, right? Because we don't really have a yitzahara for avodah zarah anymore. Rashi says the anshe knesset akdoila were mevatel the yitzahara of avodah zarah. So if we don't have a yitzahara for avodah zarah anymore, it's easier. So we're not going to be so tempted to do the avera. So let's do there. Amalei yidach, he says, no, I think just the opposite. Nezla apischa Bezoinis. Let's better go by the Pesach of Beis Zoinis than the Kafia Lili Yitzron. Let's overcome a Yitzahara. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to fight it. Then the Kabbalagra, and we're going to get a lot of schar. Either way, so the Gemara says they decided that that's the way they were going to go. When they went, they saw Zoinis, and when the Zoinis saw them, they ran away from them. And they said, you see that we had a special Shmira for the Torah, and that's why they were in Nichshol. And this says Toisus. It's a very puzzling Toisus. Mikan Yeshlumi, from this story. Which story? From the fact that the Amiram decided that they're going to pass the Beis Zoinis. They're not going to go by the Beis Avodah Zarah. From here you learn, that you should stay as far away from the Beis Avodah Zarah as you can. And the Makar to it says, Toysis is the Gemara Naman Aleph. Mishun dechsev al tikraf el Pesach Beisa umukmi le'il ba'avodah z'kechavim. How do I know that? Shahayraya writes, Olechas Yaiser apischa the Beis Zoinis. Now the Maram and all the Achrayim explain what Toysis means to say is Toysis was bothered. At the end of the day, I'm not so comfortable with this psak. The Amiram really felt this was what they decided that they're going to do. They're going to pass the Beis Zoinis because they're going to get moschar. It's a bissel shver. So Taisa says, "Mikan yesh lomid." What I'm take my takeaway from this gemara is that they held it was usher to pass the Beis Avodah Zarah. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to be marchik mi pesach avodus kechavim kol
Masha Yochel. Narvas, it's also Asa to pass a Bezoinis. So that's where they had that discussion. But if it wasn't Asa to pass a Bezoinis, says Toisvis, then I don't believe they would have chosen to go Derech to Bezoinis. I think they would have gone Derech to Bezoinis. The Chidah asks a Gevaldigus Kasha on his Pirish on this Gemara right here. He says, I don't understand Toisvis. What did Toisvis see in this story? I hear Toisvis learned up the story based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Harchik me'alel darkecha v'altikrof v'besach v'besach, you're not allowed to go past the base of Eidazah. But it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Pasek in Mishlei. So, Freik the Chidah, Taisvis is on Yudzayin Amid Beis, on this story of Nezel HaPischa de Bezoinis, Mikan Yeh Shlomoid, and Taisvis says, you know what the Makar is? The Gemara in Amid Aleph. Okay, so say it on Amid Aleph. Why did Taisvis, I hear the way Taisvis is learning the Gemara, which is Tzarech Bir, Ayin B'Maram, he explains the Gemara, B'Tuv Tam. But at the end of the day, why did Taisvis need this Gemara? Why? What was wrong with the pasuk? Harchik me'aleh darkecha v'altikrof v'besach beisa zuminos hu avodah zarah. You see, you have to remove yourself from avodah zarah. He's bringing a raya from a maisa with Reb Chanina and Reb Yonason. So the chidah says half of a fellow. The chidah says that the pasuk itself, Tosfos felt maybe it wasn't a makar. You know why? Because who wrote the pasuk in Mishlei? Shleiman Melech. And Shleiman Melech lived before the Anshei Knesset Zagdoyla. He lived before they were mevatel yetzahara avodah zarah. So being that he lived before they were mevatel yetzahara avodah zarah, so it could be. Then it was also to pass Avodah Zarah. But today, who's going to walk into a church or into a base Avodah Zarah and somehow be persuaded and be Nimshach Basrei? I would have thought not. Zok Toysis Mikan Yeshlomoy. From the fact that Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yonason, they didn't want to walk by a base Avodah Zarah. And instead they said, let's walk by the base Zionist and Mekabel Schar Tvei. That means even in their times, they held the Issa still applies. Okay, now Avaraya says Toysis. But from it, and what's the Makar? Shloimeh HaMelech. But from Shloimeh HaMelech itself, it's not kind of Makar. Because Shloimeh HaMelech is before the Mavat Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Before the Mavat Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, it's Pasha you weren't allowed to pass the base of Avodah Zarah. The Chiddush is that even today, don't think that today it's different. Shani minus the Mashcha, and that's something that's going to be true even Bizman HaZeh. See, either way, Exhibit A, really the starting point for this Sugya, is a person allowed to walk into a base of Avodah Zarah? The answer is no, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Tosfos says it, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, on the top of Daf Yizayin of a base. Why, you said it with regards to Nami Ram, not in a mouth. Good. But the bottom line is, Mikan Yesh Lumoid, Shederech Laharchik, Mipes Avodah Zarah, Kol Mashe Yochel, Misham Dichsiv, Al Tikrav Avesach Besa, Umuk Milo Leilba Avodah Kechavah. The second sugya really that you have to run to is the Mishnah and Daf Yidal from a base. The Mishnah over there discussed, were you allowed to walk in to a city beyond Edom? So, really, you're not allowed to. And that was when we spoke about Chashad and Marisayin, V'yisim Nekiyim. Remember, we spoke Arei, there's three different categories, they don't all mean the same thing. But the bottom line is, it was a Marisayin issue to even walk into the shuk, the irid of the Ovdei Kichavim B'yayim Edom, because there was so much Shvach V'hidah going on to the Avodah Salilim that could be you weren't even allowed to go there. It's a Mishnah Mefuresh, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And if you look at the Ritva on that Gemara, the Ritva says, from here you see you're not allowed to go to a base of Avodah Zarah. So you have the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin, you have the Mishnah over there, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. At first glance, you would argue that it should be awesome. The question, however, is today, L'chura, when a person walks into a church, is he walking into a base of Avodah Zarah, or is he not walking into a base of Avodah Zarah? So I saw that Rabbi Avadi Yosef in a tshuva, it's in Yechav Adas, it's Chelik Dawid, it's Simin Memhe. He was asked this shayla, him mutal Yehudi levakir b'kneisiyah shal noitzrim. Are you allowed to walk into a church? And what did Rabbi Avadi Yosef said? Muschul rishon. At first glance, it should be telling the machleik is the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. The Rambam Kiyudua held that Christianity was Avodah Zarah. And it's because the Rambam holds that Bnei Noyach are mitzuvin ala shituf, just like a Yid is mitzuvin ala shituf. And despite the fact that the Noitrim believe in Hashem, they believe in Bereshis Bar Lakim as the Shemayim Vesaretz, but at the same time, they're Meshatef with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshiva Noitzri. It's Shituf 101. Now, for a Yid to be a Noitzri, that would be Avodah Zarah, Bichayv Skila, that Zoyveach Lelohim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levad. Avadi, you're not allowed to do something like that. The question is Bnei Noach, who also have Avodah Zarah as one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, are they Mitzuva on Shituf, or maybe no? Maybe as long as they believe in Hashem, that's enough. Maybe there's no problem if them. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Macholos that the night and Hilchas Avodah Zarah as well, that the nights from Avodah Zarah. So if the nights from Avodah Zarah, what goes on in churches is Avodah Zarah. If it's Avodah Zarah, the church itself becomes a base Avodah Zarah. So says Rabbi Avadia, it's poshit that Lishitas HaRambam and the Sfardim that follow the Shitas HaRambam would be Osir Gomer to walk into a church. The Shaila is, according to the Bali Tosfos,
who the Ramah Paskin's life in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nunva, who said that the halachas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah and Bechoras Daf Beis Amud Beis don't apply Bizmanenu. He said because the Noitzrim that we live amongst are not over the Avodah Zarah, because they believe in Hashem, they're just Meshatef and Shituf Benoiches Nabetzov and Shituf. So the Benoiches Nabetzov and Shituf, which then means that the Noitzrim are not over the Avodah Zarah. So Luchur, if the Noitzrim are not over the Avodah Zarah, so it's not a base Avodah Zarah. If it's not a base Avodah Zarah, maybe the halacha Al Kopanim the Suya Avodah Zarah Daf Yizayim maybe shouldn't apply. So at first glance, said Barama Avadia, that whether or not a Yid can walk into a church should be told in the Machlekes Rambam and Bali Tosfos, which then means that those who follow the Shitas HaMechaber and the Shitas HaRambam, it would be Asur Gomer to walk in. But those who follow the Shitas HaTosfos, Shitas HaRambam, it would be Mutter, you would be able to walk in. Because really, it's not a base of Avodah Zarah. But then he has a Haggah on the bottom, and it's a very long Haggah. It's a very Geshmak of Pilpul, things that we've spoken about. And he says that really what it's totally in is the machlik is the Noi to be Yehuda and the Poiskim and how to understand the Ramah. We've spoken about this Noi to be Yehuda many times, where the Noi to be Yehuda said a very important chiddush. It's in Yeredeya, Tinyana, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, that people make a very big mistake in their understanding of the Ramah. He says, Margalib Apumi de Inshi, that the Shitas HaRamah, based on Tosfos and Shas, Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Chayrus Daf Beis Amud Beis, is that Bnei Noyach and Namit Sov Al Hashitas have been mistake. It's a terrible mistake, says Ramah. It's not true. Avada, the Bali Tois and the Ramah held that Bnei Noach are mitzvah on Shitov. They were saying it in the context of Bnei Edeim, Shalayv, the Kechavim, Shalayv, Shayyamim, Asa, Lassas, Velassas, Imam. We don't have to chazer all this raid. Where the whole Isser is Veshem Elohim Achim, Lo Yisaskiru, Lo Yisham Al Picha. The Isser, Lo Yisham Al Picha is not a problem for an Oyved Avodah, for a guy, if he's Meshatev Adavar Acher. But the Iker Avodah Zarah, if he worships, if he's Meshtachaveh, if he, that in itself is going to be a problem. So the sugis that are related to Veshem Elohim Achim, Lo Yisaskiru, Lo Yisham Al Picha, there's nothing to worry about if a guy is going to give Haidah to his Yeshay Anoitzri, because he believes in Hashem too, and Shituf, and the Isser Shituf doesn't apply to the Isser Lo Yisham Al Picha for a Benoyah. But the Iker Isser Avodah Zarah is a problem for a guy. And it's a problem if it's Shituf, and as a result, the Noitzrim are over the Avodah Zarah. Not everybody agrees with Yaakov Emden and the Tshuva disagree with the Noi de Behuda, but the Minhag Yisrael is certainly to follow the Noi de Behuda. So the bottom line is, like the Noi de Behuda, the Noitzrim really are over the Avodah Zarah. If they are over the Avodah Zarah, so it's going to come out, hein, according to the Svardim, hein, according to the Ashkenazim, whether you go with the Rambam and Machalos Asuras and Ochas Avodah Zarah, whether you go with Taisus Dabez and Avodah Zarah, Taisus Dabez and Bechairis and the Ramah and Erechayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav, it doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to slice or dice it. The halacha is, at the end of the day, it's going to be awesome. And that was the psak. That was the psak of Maran Avadia. I saw Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas where Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, was asked similar shailas. One shaila they asked Rav Moshe was that there was a Talmud Torah that wanted a lease space from a church. So they have this large property. On the property, there are different buildings. One building is a church. It's like a big cross when you pull up to the property. That was what they told Rav Moshe. But there's another vacant property. They're going to give him a good deal. It's going to be cheap. It's going to save the Talmud Torah a lot of money. And he wants to know, the Shaila does. And Rav Moshe couldn't even believe he asked him the Shaila. He was like, mamish, taken aback. He says, I can't believe you're even asking me such a Shaila. It was so posh to Rav Moshe, it's awesome. Especially there was a cross, mamish, standing in front. Like, he didn't even have a hammam, you know, that it should be mutter. Another Shaila they asked Rav Moshe was, is it okay to use a gym in a church? I think it was a YMCA. That's what I think it was. But either way, they want to know if they can use a gym just to play basketball or to go swimming. I don't know. Do something in the gym. Is it going to be okay or not? Rav Moshe said, absolutely awesome. You're not allowed to walk into a Beis Avodah Zarah. And it was pushed to Rav Moshe that a church, Bizmanenu, has a din of a Beis Avodah Zarah. It's something that, without a question, is going to be awesome. Eitan Aviv showed me a fascinating tshuva for Rav Avadya Yosef. So I was discussing this tshuva in Yechav Adas. So he showed me that there's another tshuva for Rav Avadya, and this is in Yabia Omer. If you want to look it up, it's kedai to look it up. If you want to go through the sugya, hafeichba vafeichba the kulaba in this tshuva of Rav Avadya. It's in Yabia Omer Chelik Beis Yeredeya Simen Yud Aleph. And the background is, he wrote this tshuva in 1949. At the time, Rav Avadya Yosef was a young assistant rabbi living in Egypt. So he was assistant to the chief rabbi of Egypt. What happened was, the council, that's what Rav Avadya calls him in the tshuva, council oral echot meis. He was an oral, he wasn't a gemalit, he was a guy, and he died. And he said apparently the minig in Egypt had been that whenever this council, this very important person would die, so there was a big knesia, there was a funeral proceeding that was held, and the chief rabbi of Egypt, it was understood, for public relations, he was going to attend the funeral. At the time, the chief rabbi wasn't well. And he asked Rav Avadya if he would go on his behalf. This is something he would go. So Rav Avadya said, yeah, I'm open to it. He said, where is this ceremony going to be held? In a church. It wasn't a mosque. It was going to be held in a church. So maybe it was from the Coptics that live in Egypt. But the bottom line is it was going to be held in a church. So Rav Avadya Yosef told him that at Muschur Rishon, I'm not comfortable going. He says, I can't walk into a church. But he said, I'm going to research the Inyan a little bit better, and I'm going to get back to you. So he wrote this beautiful tshuva about, is it okay to enter a church or not? And especially in the context of, you know, maybe there's a public relations element. The bottom line is he came out that it's usur gomer, and he refused to go. He said, I'm not going. So if you want to go, if you want to send somebody else to go, I don't care. This is the minhag for hundreds of years of Egypt. All the chief rabbis went, said they didn't know the halacha. He says, the bottom line is it's usur gomer, and he refused to go. So if you go through the tshuva, it's fascinating. Just one thing he says, and again, I wouldn't say this if I wouldn't read it inside. He says as follows. So I don't know what the sefer is, but it's a shailus tshuvas krach shel roimi that the author of these tshuvas said edus about a rav, a mufla, a certain Adam Gadol, who said that he remembers that Yidden would go to Knesias HaNoitzrim me'achorei ha'pargud b'mei chagom. They would go to churches on the day of their chaga, and they would stand me'achorei ha'pargud to listen to the music that they would sing, l'slamid mehem mishkal ha'musika shel yomim neiram, and they would sing it on yomim neiram. V'yom misajim me'oisan ha'koylas kadishim v'kedushais dover pella. That's what he refers to it. And he says it was a ma'aser rav, and he wanted to bring a raya from there that you're allowed to enter a beis avodah zarah. This Adam Gadol said this. These were gedolei Yisrael. And he wanted to bring a raya that it's okay. Says Rab Avadi Yosef, he says that despite the fact that that's what he wrote, says absolutely not. He says, forget about listening to the music. You couldn't even enter it. Now he says they were me'achari aparagot. So I'm not sure what that means. Does it mean they were outside? They never entered the base of Avodah Zarah? He says, not even so mashma that way. It sounds like it was a mokoy nistar betoich base tiflasan. He says, v'alkoponim gamim nitchoik. He says, even if there's some sort of limud tzchus of how they were able to do it, nira, and I think this is a very important punchline when it comes to halachic discussions. She'ein lemeiden halacha mipi maisa ve'ein ze midarka ha'hoira, says Rabbi Avadya, lazuv divrei shas mipnei uvda kizu. He says, I'm bringing you 500 rayas from Shas Poiskim, and you're going to tell me, but I know a maisa? That's not the way it works. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Avadya said, it's something that's going to be absolutely positively awesome. That's as it relates to a church. What about a mosque? What about a mask? So a mask is already different. And a mask, the poskim say that it could be its mutter. Ask your local rabbi. I don't know why anybody would want to enter a mask, but ask your local rabbi. But the bottom line is that over there, it's already very, very different. And it's based on the Shittas HaRambam. Because the Rambam says that even though the Noitzrim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Yishma'ilim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Because their Navi Sheker is just that. He's a Navi Shek, but he's not more than that. They never made him into an Elohus. And because they never made him into an Elohus, all he goes down in as is of Navi Sheker, I mean that all he is a Navi Sheker. Now the truth is, it's interesting that this Rambam that says that the Yishma'elim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah seems to be universally accepted. As a matter of fact, there's a shach in Yerideya, it's in the sugis of Yayin Nesech. If a goy touches Yayin, right, so that creates problems. What about a Yishma'eli, if Yishma'eli touches it? So the shach in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, I think it's Sivkot Yud Aleph in the shach. So the shach or Yud Beis, and the shach over there says that Yishma'eli is not an Oved Avodah Zarah. It brings the Rambam for a Pashtos. And the Pesukim can take out from there, from the fact that the shach brought this Rambam with such a Pashtos that it sounds like nobody argues. It doesn't sound like there's anyone that's mechulik with this Rambam. So whether Natsrus is Avodah Zarah or not, that's a great debate. But as it relates to Yishma'elim, Islam, it seems like nobody holds its Avodah Zarah in halacha. I'll just tell you one interesting anecdote as it relates to that, and that is, we know the Rambam was a doctor. The Rambam was a doctor in Egypt. And who were his clients? Who did the Rambam treat? The Rambam treated Yishma'elim. And Be'emes, it's a very big problem. Because it's Halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Ches Sivkot Aleph. Oivdei Avodah Zarah Osur Lahatzilam Im Natu Lomos. You're not allowed to save them. Even if they're lying under that, you can't save them. Ve'ein L'Rafoisam, you can't heal them. Afilu B'Schar, even for Schar. And then the B'chaber says, I'm loyim b'makom eva. Unless there's a real situation of eva. But unless there's a real eva issue, the halacha is you're not allowed to save, you're not allowed to be a doctor for Yishmaelim. So the Baal Knesset HaGdoyla asks, that I don't understand the Rambam. How was the Rambam allowed to be a doctor for the king of Egypt? He was treating Yishmaelim. It's mamash often a halacha. You're not allowed to treat, I feel a b'schar, it doesn't matter how much money the Rambam was getting paid or not getting paid. It's something that would be absolutely awesome. And he says there was no eva. As far as he knows, there was no eva. Eva probably would have been if he was treating the Yidden and he wasn't treating the Yishmaelim, there would have been eva. Maybe the Rambam didn't have to be a doctor. I don't know. But he argued that said the Knesset HaGdoyla that there was no issue of eva. Zok, the Knesset HaGdoyla, you know what the Pshat is? It's the Rambam Lushitasa. It's the Rambam who held that the Yishmaelim were not Oiv the Avodah Zarah. I mean that he held they weren't Oiv the Avodah Zarah, so Lushitasa, he was a Derish Umakayim. He held it wasn't an issue. But I'll go upon him. That's what he brings. He brings over there that the Smag, he, in a safer S, the same Kash on the Rambam, and the Smag was Mechiach that there was eva. And he says, I don't understand the smag. Why do you have to say there was eva? Pashtus, there wasn't eva. It's a chiddush to say there was eva. That's already a shver Rambam. That would be a doichik in the Rambam to say that there was eva. Now we're kvetching a little bit. I don't think there was eva. Say pashtus. It's the Rambam l'shitase. The Rambam held that the Yishmaelim are not over the Avodah Zarah. So a church is aser. That's certainly the pashtus. A mask is mutter. That's definitely the pashtus. Again, this is not. I can't make this more clear. A halachic forum. This is just daf yomi, but a bissel raid. But either way, ask your local rabbi. We're going to have to leave the second part of this raid for another day.